that you are prospering, you're a millionaire, billionaire, is not the evidence that you are right with God. And the evidence that God is with you is not the millions, the houses you have built. It's more than that. And that because you have suffering does not mean God has turned his back against you. All you have to do is examine yourself, whether you be in the faith and be in expectation, when you know where you are spiritually speaking, and to encourage you to push on, because it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Hallelujah. In John chapter 12, from verse 23, let's take about 10 verses there to verse 33. John chapter 12, now listen very well. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now listen very well. Hallelujah. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Listen, this was Jesus Christ telling his disciples that the hour for him to face the most gruesome death any human being can have, the torture that he will go through until they will crucify him, that hour of suffering, he did not call it my hour of suffering, he said it is my hour of glorification. That's why I titled this message, Birth Pains, the Hour of Glorification. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 24, to make them understand, this is what he said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Verse 25, then he now added, hey, he that loveth his life shall lose it. To love your life there is to refuse to submit to the pains that you will go through so that life, joy will come later. And he that hated his life, the ability for you to say, you know, kill me if you like, shall keep it unto what? Eternal life. If any man serve me, let him do what? Follow me. That is, follow my example. What I went through, you too, you will go through. And where I am, where is he now? Oh God, in the right hand of God the Father, with all power and authority given to him. And where I am, there shall also my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now, see the condition, his estate. Is my soul troubled? And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Then he remember, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Oh, glory be to God. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified that name and we glorify it again. Hallelujah. The people therefore that stood by and they heard it said, it thunder. It's only thunder they heard. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. It's for record purpose. Now is the judgment of this world as I go to the cross. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth at the cross on Calvary, I will draw all men unto me. This is signifying what death he should die. His hour of glorification is that last pain he will go through and die. expect that your condition will get easier and easier. The only assurance we have is that there has no temptation overtaking you, but such as is common to man. The Bible says so. And God himself is faithful. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said he will make a way of escape. That way of escape is the faith. He will increase your faith. He will give you the strength to go through it. Praise the Lord. And what is it that will make you to go through it? When you know the reward is that is awaiting you, it makes you go through it. I give you some examples. For instance, you know gold, that when you carry it from the earth, there's a lot of attachments of the earth to it. Because you dig it, it has been under the earth for so long, until the glory of that gold is destroyed, disturbed. But there's something about gold. Amen. Hallelujah. Fire does not destroy it. Fire purifies it. The temptation and trial that a Christian goes through is not to destroy us. It is to purify us. Oh, glory be to God. You must have this revelation so that you don't grumble. You don't grumble. You don't grumble. You don't murmur. Your faith will not fail. Hallelujah. It must go through fire, so that everything that is attached that should not be there will go. God uses storms and trials to cleanse his church. He said there must be heresies among you. 1 Corinthians 11 says so. So that those who are approved may be made manifest. God uses trials and temptation to show who is who among us. Oh, somebody is not understanding this thing. I wish all of us will understand it. Hallelujah. I am among the very few ministers that will preach this type of sermon. Because people, generally, the preachers are going to preach, go on, the Lord is good. It's because you don't sow, that's why you don't have. But you have so there. Nothing has happened. Then you are thinking of changing church. You will change church. When you reach there, you start again to so. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason for your frustrations is evidence that you are at the door. Oh, glory be to God. It is your birth pains. It is for your purification. It is for your purification. When it was time for God to promote Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, their faith was tried until they were ready to die. Not even death threats made them to change their faith. They stood there, even if our God will not save us, we will not bow. We will not bow. The truth is, Nebuchadnezzar, the law is, if you don't bow to the image, you will die. But the truth is, it is when you bow that you will die. Amen. God and God alone will we serve. You will not serve any other golden image anywhere. But because they stood there, it was God wanting to honor them before the whole world. What did he do? They passed through the fire. Amen. But the fire did not burn them. Because he promised, when you are inside fire, I will be with you. When you are in the flood, I will be with you. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Oh, glory be to God. And from there, after they passed through that, it was their birth pain. It was their birth pains. And after that, they became governors. They became rulers in that Gentile nation. Amen. Daniel too faced the same threat. God wants to promote Daniel. He allowed him up to be thrown inside the den of the lion. The lions, hungry lions, were there to finish him. Daniel was ready to die. He was ready to die. Church, this must be our testimony. That is what you see in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and verse 11. Watch the words spoken there. He says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." This is where I am going, verse 11. "And they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." That is the statement I'm looking for. Until you are ready to die for what you stand for, what will you use to compare what is awaiting us in glory? What worldly achievement that you are not able to achieve that is about to make you to compromise and drink that poison? What on earth? I am 50 years old. Sister, I say she's 50 years old. She never get a husband. That means I'm serving God in vain. You are serving God in vain. For coming to Christ, the reason Christ went to the cross on Calvary, is it for you to marry? You are serving God so that you have a child. I'm married now. My husband is threatening me. If I don't deliver, if I don't, can you pregnant yourself? If God does not give me a child, can I give myself a child? When you see people who are totally submitted to the will of God, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What you have ordained for me. Amen. Can't you see something is special about you? What is special about you? Amen. What is special about you? Who? Now, who they born every year for here? Who they born every year? Every year they born. Charles. Okay. Charles. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, Charles. Let me tell you. I hope you will understand. It does not make you special before God. There's something special about you. That's why you're born every six months. Every nine months. That means you are special. You are special. Can I tell you why? It is you that you are a believer. That despite how much life, clean life you have been living, how prayerful you are, and yet you are married, no child. That makes you special. That's why I say, I hope you'll understand. There is nothing special that you are having children every year. But there is something special that despite your faith, despite your Christian testimony, you still don't have a child after so many years of marriage. There is something special about you. And every woman that was special in the Bible had a delay in conception. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The mother of Jacob delayed before he gave birth to Jacob and Esau. Elizabeth, the mother of John, was over 80 years before she gave birth. Sarah was 100 years, 90 years before she had a child. And those children were special. They were special. Therefore, you are special. You are special. Oh, glory be to God. People don't know it. Everyone that has a ministry that God wants to use you to make a statement, your ways are different from others. Your testimony is different from others. I am who I am today. It's because I am special. How many people can say that? How many people know that? You are special. You don't have money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have money even to come to church. You don't have money to come to church. But you evangelize everywhere. You have won so many souls. Hallelujah. Despite all this, you still beg to eat. And there is a rich one, rich brother, millionaires, changing cars every time. Your own shoe don't bend, go outside. And yet, you have been as special. You have been as special. You have been, I mean, you have been walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. And that millionaire is not walking like you are walking. It is evidence there's something special about you. Something special. Until you catch that, hallelujah, you will not understand bad pains. Do you think you will receive the same reward like others? Others who had it easy. You didn't have it easy. But you held on to him. Oh, even if he will kill me, what did Job say? Yet will I trust in him. Even if he destroy me, I will still trust in him. When you reach that stage, that makes you special. Don't say God has forgotten you. Am I the only sinner on earth? Am I the only sinner on earth? Every night I do vigil. Everybody knows me. Everybody. I came to this church before so many sisters. They are all married. They are, oh, no wonder. That songwriter says, when peace like a river attends, when soul of my sin in your Lord. Let's read it. from verse 9. Revelation chapter 7 from verse 9. It says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds. So, Igbo people are there. Americans are there. Africans are there. Hausa people are there. And tongues. Multitude. Great multitude. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb. Clothed with what? White robes and palms in their hands. Go to verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Who are they? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest? And he said to me, these, those robed in white there you see in the throne, are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple? And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. And verse 17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now, this great tribulation, amen, is not the tribulation that will take place in Israel with the Antichrist after the rapture. I have been teaching this. I expect members of this church and followers of this ministry to be established on this. There are two tribulations, and the Bible calls them great tribulation. There is the one that is called the time of Jacob's trouble. Hallelujah. That will be the time that a mark will be given in your hand or your forehead. If you don't take that mark, you will neither buy nor sell. And that takes place even 3 years, according to the divine agenda, after the rapture has taken place. Go and get the sermons where we taught these things. It is not for us. But this one that you saw are those under the red horse rider, under the persecution of the saints. When Roman church was produced by the marriage of paganism and Christianity, and that false church was established, and if you refuse to join them, you will die. They will kill you. They fed some to lions. Live, everybody will watch lions eating them up. They tie some upside down. They burnt some on the stake with fire. Pregnant women, they will tear their womb, bring out the child, smash that baby, kill them. But the more they were doing that, the more, hallelujah, Christians were being produced. They went through, but they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. There is a power in that blood that kept them going. And they did not love their lives. They were ready at that time. And even now, forget this Christianity we are doing here. Up north, where Boko Haram has been terrorizing them. You heard of a small girl, Leah, that refused to denounce her Christian faith. Hallelujah. At the risk of being beheaded. You had a pastor. The video, I saw the video that was caught, and he was told to denounce the Christianity, and he refused. And we saw how they put him in that hole, and they were butchering him, butchering him, butchering him. They love not their life, even to the death. Those testimonies are there as witnesses for us. He called them, in Hebrews chapter 11, he said, it's a cloud of witnesses. Cloud of witnesses. They withstood despite that tribulation, but listen, they went through it. Amen. And as they came before the throne of God, they are looked at as overcomers. And God was watching them. God is watching you as you are going through whatever you are going through. God is watching you. He's waiting at the den of lion. Whether Daniel will deny him or still confess him at the point of death. He was waiting there. And as Daniel entered there, they thought they are killing him. They don't know that it was his time of glorification. Oh, glory be to God. He was in the lake of fire. The pit of fire. Waiting there to see whether Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will deny him. If he will deny him, hallelujah, or not. Amen. So it looks as if their God is dead. Eh? You are watching us. You are watching me to go through where I am going through. You are watching me. You are watching me. You are watching me. This God, all these pains I'm going through. You are looking. I cry every day. See them mocking me. Father, are you sure you are there? Are you sure you are there? He's waiting and he will not answer you. In the darkest moment, when you are about to reach your glorification, that is the time you will cry like Jesus. My father, why has thou forsaken me? He has not forsaken you. He's waiting for you at the other side. That is the door you will pass to meet him. Are you going to pass through it and meet him? Or you will remain there and turn back like Lot's wife? Hallelujah. He knows what you are going through. He has various means of catching us. He says, some through the waters and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the Lord. Some through great sorrow, but God is the sun. Whatever you are going through, it is your hour of glorification. I'm talking to believers. The last stage that they finished Joseph, they threw him inside prison. Amen. While he was suffering like a criminal for what he didn't know, it was his hour of glorification. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We spent 7 years in this land. They refuse us to have a place of worship. They refuse to give us certificate of occupancy. They say they cannot build because we don't have certificate of occupancy. And they say the land does not belong to us. And the fight was going on. It lasted 7 years. And we were under shade. But when it was time for God to answer our prayer, we went through bad pains. They came from nowhere and demolish this church, and you will see people like the friends of Job even going and prophesying. It is because of their sins that they are committing in this place. One church at Shomolu said that they told you that God will stop, will end that nonsense they're doing there. People who don't understand will say all manner of things for the situation you are going through. But from that demolition, oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What we could not get through the court, what we could not get through negotiation, what we could not get, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God used the demolition to give us access to the governor. And the governor said, give it to them. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you are going through, all things work together for good. Therefore, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, what does it say? He said, beloved, that is the statement I'm looking for. We're reading up to verse 14. He said, beloved, he called us beloved. He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. That's the summary of all I've been saying here. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding
joy.
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory, because it's always a moment of glorification, and of God rested upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part, the name of the Lord is glorified. Somebody will say amen. So you understand Psalm 30 and verse 5. Hallelujah. For his anger endured but a moment, in God's favor is life. But this is the statement. He said, weeping may endure. For how long? That is the darkest moment of your pains. But joy cometh in the morning. Because there's going to be one blessed morning. In Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. Are we there? He said, they that sow in tears, what will happen? You will enjoy later. He that goeth forth and weepeth, with crying, weeping, bearing precious seed. The precious seed there is, hallelujah, the fruit, your testimony, despite what you are going through, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. There will be evidence that you did not suffer in vain. John, therefore, John 16, verse 21 and verse 22 again. Amen. It says, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow. I'm talking to somebody. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy, no man take it from you. Oh, glory be to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Let's read it up to verse 25 for emphasis. For I reckon, Apostle Paul, that the sufferings of this present time, this suffering that we are suffering now, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Is somebody following this? That's why he says, so we comfort one another by his word. This is the comfort, this is the word. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we are those that are waiting for when we shall be coming in the millennium. For the creature, all creation, was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. I've explained that scripture before. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Even animals, even plants are waiting for the millennium. Because right now, they have done all they are doing until they themselves, they are now crying about climate change, climate change, climate change. Are you not the cause? Are you not the one that tamper with the climate? Let's read on. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man see, what does he yet hope for? And verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience, patience, patience wait for it. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Another long reading there. Let's read it up to verse 12. It's an admonishment. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Obedience. Wherefore, you see the reward he received. Praise the Lord. God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And verse 12. He said, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, Apostle Paul is telling them, but now much more in my absence, then this popular scripture, walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And if we go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, 2, 3, 4, it says, wherefore, see, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, that is admonishment, every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. This is what we learn from him. Who? For the joy that was set before him. There is a joy we have ahead of this world. He endured the cross. Endure whatever you are going through now. If you have the revelation of what is set ahead of us. Despising the shame. That's why that songwriter says, the cross is an emblem of suffering and shame. I'm reading. Hallelujah. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3. He said, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Finally, verse 4. He said, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So why are you troubling yourself like that? Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 14 and verse 15, Hebrews chapter 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus knows what we are going through. But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So, if he went through it, we can go through it too. By the same spirit that dwells in him, if that same spirit is in you. And so, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2 up to verse 9. This is what Apostle Peter said. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit. We are elected through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is his greeting. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. We have a hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. And our hope is to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now it is only for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold problems, temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And verse 9, receiving the end of this your faith, the salvation, even the salvation of your souls. Praise the Lord. As a round of 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. Amen. He said, but the end of all things is at hand. The end of all things now is at hand. Because we are seeing the bad place. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Hallelujah. That statement was repeated when the whole world was to be destroyed. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 13, this same statement, just before the destruction of the world of Noah's time, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And we know what happened after that statement was made. And in Luke chapter 21, verse 25 to verse 28. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Is it not going on now? With perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring, tsunamis. Right now, it includes virus, corona. They are even having problem. The one they made vaccine for, they say the thing has dodged from the vaccine. They don't produce another one again. So they are all confused now. I told you it will jump from one to the other, jump from one to the other. You are boasting of vaccine, Abby. And the thing can't do something else. Whether your vaccine, you can't catch me. If they do them again, it will produce another one. It is a bad place. Verse 26. Amen. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be what? Shaking. And it is shaking now. It is shaking now. And then at that time shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Verse 28, my emphasis this morning. And when these things begin to come to pass, these bad pains, what are you to do? Look up and lift up your heads. What is the meaning? He's not telling you do like this. That's not what he's saying. Look up. Hallelujah. And lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Look up there is be heaven minded. Be more heaven minded now. What manner of man will Noah be when God told him that he should destroy the earth? More heavenly minded in all you do. Anything you want to kill yourself over, look at it. Is it worth it? If it's not worth it, let me not die with it from it. Oh, glory be to God. Apostle Paul, imagine when he was making this statement. If he were alive now, what will he be saying? Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. He gave this admonishment. He says, and that knowing the time that now it is high time. And knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now, this time that we are in now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Oh, praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All I'm trying to achieve this morning, this admonishment, is to do what every true servant of God at this age is supposed to be doing. The fivefold ministry is to get the people prepared for homegoing. And all we try to do in this ministry is to point you to the soon coming of the Lord so that you can get yourself dressed, ready for him. And more importantly, to counter what these motivational speakers are doing in presenting it to look as if gain is godliness. That you are prospering, you're a millionaire, billionaire, is not the evidence that you are right with God. And the evidence that God is with you is not the millions, the houses you have built. It's more than that. And that because you have suffering does not mean God has turned his back against you. All you have to do is examine yourself, whether you be in the faith and be in expectation when you know where you are spiritually speaking. And to encourage you to push on, like I spoke to that young man, push on, stand up, you can make it, stand up, go, move, walk with your leg. To encourage you to move on, because it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Let's listen to them.
of time.